President Clinton eats Fox News' Chris Wallace alive, spits out the bones. 26 September 2006, this is Severian for UnNews. Bill Clinton, former President of the United States of America, recently consumed Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday, leaving behind only the inedible parts, such as bones and Wallace's coal lump heart. Millions of viewers watched in horror as the apoplectic president, angered by conservative provocation, ate the hapless, but admittedly foolish, reporter alive, without washing his hands first. Quote, "It was absolutely shocking. I've never seen anything like it since Oprah was interviewed," unquote, saying one regular viewer. One member of the production crew cackled with glee, quote, "We've been waiting for something exciting to happen for ages. This is going to put our ratings through the roof," unquote. The interview. Wallace. "When we announced that you were going to be on Fox News Sunday, I got a letter email from viewers. We all agreed that you were a dirty scumbag, but let's be reasonable about this. Most of the viewers wanted me to ask you, did you have sexual relations with Osama bin Laden? And if so, why didn't you do more to put him out of his business? Also, what sexual positions was Osama fond of?" Clinton. "Okay, what the fuck are you talking about?" "Please, let's be civilized about this, Mr. President. Now, I read this book, see, and it said Osama bin Laden did stuff that had to do with the stuff you did as president. So the question is, why didn't you do more? Connect the dots and put him out of business." "Okay, let's talk about this. Now I want to put out just how interesting this is. I'm being asked this on Fox Network. ABC just had a right-wing conservative running their little pathway to 9/11, falsely claiming it was based on the 9/11 Commission report. And I think it's very interesting that all the conservative Republicans who now say I should have taken care of bin Laden myself claim that I was too obsessed with bin Laden back then. All of President Bush's drinking buddies thought I was too obsessed with bin Laden. They were just jealous, of course. They said I was just thinking too much about him, that I need to get on with my life. And then, when I did get up on bin Laden, they forgot all about him, too. They spoke with bin Laden for 9 months after I left office. All the right-wingers who now say I should have paid him more attention and said he wasn't worth my time. Same people. It's like you give me your life to try to make this thing work, and it just crashes, and it just fucking burns right in front of you. And you people, you just don't fucking understand. They're all trying to get me to withdraw from Somalia in 93. You know, our argument.
I understand that I...
No, wait. Don't tell me this. You asked me what I didn't do with bin Laden. There was not a living soul who actually thought he really meant anything to me. All the people who are now citizens, they criticize me, right-wing. They don't know me. They don't know Osama.
All right. You were saying? Do you think you did enough, sir?
No, because I didn't catch him.
Damn right you didn't. You're a damned liberal, homosexual, tree-hugging, intern-groping, ghoulish, moolock-worshipping, pot-smoking Democrat.
But at least I tried. That's the difference between me and those right-wingers who are attacking me now. They ridiculed me for trying. They had 8 months to try. They did not try, but I did. I swear I did. So I tried and failed. When I failed, I decided the only other option was to throw down my sorrows, drown them in a bottle, and hide my emotions by chasing loose women. So here we are, 10 years later. You do fox biddings on this show just like I knew you would. You did your nice little conservative hit job on me. What I want from you now is, how fast can you run, dead man?
The interview then degenerated into gore and violence, which most viewers found far more interesting than politics anyway. After rendering the flesh from Wallace's body, Clinton calmed down a bit, when he actually bit down on one of Wallace's fingers and spat it out in disgust. The stage director was quoted as saying, "We're thinking of inviting him onto the O'Reilly Factor just to see what would happen. O'Reilly would be much more popular if he was eaten by a Democrat." When asked what he thought this incident would do for his public appeal, President Clinton simply smiled and gave a little belch.
Severian for UnNews. Watch out, Joe Scarborough. Clinton's after.